Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking one of the most iconic drum and bass breaks ever, the Amen, and turning it into a full variation system inside Ableton Live 12 using groove pool tricks. The goal is not just to loop a break. The goal is to make it breathe, move, and evolve across your arrangement while still staying tight enough to hit like a machine. This is advanced drum programming for DNB, so we're thinking in two directions at once. On one hand, the drums need precision. They need to drive the track forward, keep the snare identity clear, and leave space for the bass to do its thing. On the other hand, they need enough pocket movement, ghost note life, and micro-shift variation to avoid that dead copy-paste feel. That balances everything in Roller's jungle, dark jump-up, and neuro-influence drum programming. So here's the big idea. We're going to take one Amen source and build multiple believable personalities from it. One version for the intro, one for the main drop, one for fills, one for switch-ups, and one that can sit under the bass with a tighter, more controlled feel. By the end, you'll have a drum system you can reuse across an entire track without reprogramming from scratch every time. Let's start with the source break. Load a clean Amen break onto an audio track. If it's a raw old-school recording, that's totally fine, but make sure the transients are readable. If the break has tonal content you need to preserve, you can use Complex Pro. If it's mostly drum material, Beats Mode is usually the better choice. For this kind of work, I'd keep the warp handling sensible rather than over-tightening every hit. A little looseness is part of the character. If you're working around 170 to 174 BPM, and your break is slightly different, warp it cleanly but don't sterilize it. The point is to create a stable master break that can generate variations, not to erase its personality. Now duplicate the clip a few times and organize it immediately. Label them something like Amen Main, Amen Swing, and Amen Fill. That may sound basic, but good naming saves time later and keeps your creative decisions fast. Next, we bring the groove pool into the picture. Right-click the Amen clip and choose Extract Groove. Ableton analyzes the timing and velocity feel and stores it in the groove pool. This is where the lesson starts becoming a system instead of just a loop. And here's a pro move. Don't just extract one groove and stop. If you have different bars or edits of the Amen, extract more than one feel. Maybe one groove from a steady bar, one from a more dragged or syncopated bar, and one from a fill-heavy bar. Rename them clearly. Something like Amen Pocket, Amen Drag, and Amen Fill Swing. Why bother? Because in DNB, tiny pocket differences are the secret sauce. A break can feel alive, because the ghost notes sit just behind the grid, or because the snare drag leans a little late, or because the hat motion pulls against the kick in a subtle way. Extracting those feel differences lets you reuse them elsewhere without manually recreating the performance every time. Now let's build a MIDI layer to support the break. Create a drum rack on a MIDI track and program a solid DNB skeleton. Kick, snare, hats, maybe a light ride or shaker, plus some ghost percussion or rim shots. Keep it simple first. A classic Roller feel might have the snare on 2 and 4, kicks anchoring the bar, and hats filling the offbeats or a light 16th note pattern. Put some ghost hits around the snare, especially before beat 4, because that's where a lot of the movement lives in darker DNB. Now apply a groove from the groove pool to that MIDI clip. Start subtle, timing somewhere around 55 to 65%, velocity around 10 to 25%, random very low, maybe 0 to 8%. The key here is not to overdo it. In drum and bass, too much groove timing can make the drop feel lazy instead of dangerous. Use this as a performance layer, not a gimmick. You want the drums to feel human enough to move, but controlled enough that the bassline can slam against them. If your bass is already busy, the drums don't need to do acrobatics on top of that. Now let's make three distinct Amen characters from the same source. Version 1 is your main break. Keep the groove moderate, maybe around 50 to 60% timing, and preserve the original transient identity as much as possible. This is the version that can carry the main drop or the first four bars of a section. Version 2 is your tighter drop version. Bring the groove timing down, maybe 20 to 35%. Keep velocity movement controlled, and if needed, add a little extra punch with drum bus or light saturator. This version is great when the bass is dense and you want the drums to lock in harder. Version 3 is your loose fill version. Push the groove stronger, maybe 70 to 85% timing, with a little random if it helps, maybe 5 to 12%. Use this one only for short turnaround moments, like a 1-bar fill or an 8-bar switch-up. This is where you can get a bit more chaotic without losing the track's center of gravity. The trick is that all three versions share the same DNA, so they feel related, but they behave differently enough to shape arrangement energy. If the break starts feeling muddy, especially once the bass comes in. Carve out some low mid space. A gentle EQ cut around 180 to 350 Hz can help a lot. That area tends to build up fast when you're layering breaks, bass, room tone, and saturation. Keep the core snare identity intact and don't let the mid-range turn to soup. Now let's get more advanced and slice the amen. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient markers or 1/8-note slicing depending on how clean the source is and how much control you want. Now the amen becomes a playable kit of fragments. That means you can rearrange the break like a drum performance instead of just a loop. This is where Groove Pool becomes really powerful. You can apply one groove to the sliced performance, then extract another groove from a different bar or a different break and apply it selectively to other MIDI clips. For example, keep one clip fairly straight, then apply groove only to the ghost notes in another clip. That contrast is huge in DNB because it creates internal motion without overcrowding the beat. When you're editing the sliced MIDI, think carefully about velocity. Main snares should stay solid and confident, usually much higher than ghost notes. Ghost notes can live lower, somewhere around 20 to 55 velocity, depending on the role they play. Let them support the snare rather than compete with it. The snare is your listener's reference point. Everything else can move around it. If you want a more jungle-flavored result, allow more slice density and more chop motion. If you want something more neuro-adjacent, keep the slices fewer and make the interaction between kick, snare, and bass stabs more intentional. Different goals, same source. Once the groove is working, glue it together with bus processing. Route your break layers and MIDI drums to a shared drum bus, or group them into a drum group. On that bus, a simple chain can go a long way. Drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8, with glue compressor if needed. Start with modest settings. Drive just enough to add weight, not so much that the transients disappear. Crunch should be subtle unless you want the break to get dirtier. Boom can stay very light or off if the low end is already strong. The purpose of the bus is cohesion. The groove can move around, but the drums should still feel like one family. That matters a lot in DNB, because the bass line often has aggressive movement and needs a stable rhythmic partner. If the bus starts flattening the life out of the break, back off the compression. DNB needs punch. It doesn't need to sound crushed into a rectangle. Now we start thinking like an arranger. Don't keep one groove setting for the whole track. Change the drum personality as the track evolves. You might have a stripped intro with a straighter pocket, a first drop with a tight amen, an 8-bar switch-up, where the groove opens up and the fills get more restless, and a second drop, where the drums feel a little looser and more haunted. That kind of contrast makes that arrangement feel designed rather than looped. A small timing shift in the last bar before a drop can make the next section hit much harder. That's the whole game. Sometimes the most powerful move is not adding more notes. It's shifting the pocket right before the impact. You can automate groove intensity, filter cutoff, send levels, or bus crunch amount. A good practical move is to create a 1-bar fill clip with exaggerated groove and place it at the end of an 8-bar phrase. That turnaround energy is a classic DNB move, and it works because it resets the listener's expectation before the drop lands again. Now let's talk about bass interaction, because this is where a lot of great drum edits either shine or fall apart. Always test your amen variations with the bass running. A groove that sounds amazing solo can clash badly with a reese, a neuro bass, or even a simple sub-movement. If the bass line is busy in the mid-range, keep the break cleaner in that area. Use utility if needed to check width and keep low-end energy centered. Don't stereo-widen the low drum layer. Keep kick and low break energy solid in mono, and let hats or texture elements carry the width. If the bass and snare are fighting, use EQ to carve a little space. It doesn't take much. Small, deliberate cuts are usually enough. The point is contrast. Let the break talk around the bass phrase instead of talking over it. Here's a really useful mindset shift. Think in roles, not just variations. One amen clip should anchor the drop. One should create motion. One should create transition energy. If every version is equally busy, none of them have a clear job. A strong system has hierarchy. The listener should feel that one clip is holding the structure, while another one is giving it movement. You can also try ghost note swapping. Make two versions of the same bar where only the ghost snare placement changes. One can lean forward, the other can sit back. Swapping those every 4 or 8 bars is a super subtle way to evolve the track without drawing attention to the edit. Another great move is selective quantization. Quantize the kicks and main snares, but leave hats and ghost hits a little more human. That keeps the break sounding deliberate without turning it robotic. If you over-quantize everything, You lose the character that makes Amen work in the first place. And if you want more bite, you can resample your best groove moments. Print a great one-bar variation to audio, then chop it up and use it as a fill or transition layer. Resampling often gives the break more cohesion than trying to keep every part fully editable forever. For arrangement, think in energy ladders. Start with sparse. Move to medium. Save the busiest version for later. Use an almost straight intro, then let the main drop breathe with a stable pocket, then increase looseness only in transition bars and fills. The listener should feel the section change before they consciously notice it. To wrap this up, here is the core takeaway.